Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa K.
Good morning.
Our head of production, Seth Habager.
Good morning.
And the best listeners in radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got good stuff lined up for you. We're going to kick things off talking a little Mother Nature with our friend, Brittany. Good morning, Britt.
Good morning. How are you?
Horrible.
What?
No coffee 2 days in a row.
Oh, poor guy. But rugged.
Don't feel too bad for me. I had the sunrise this morning, blue skies. Not so bad. Saw an eagle this morning.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. It is pretty nice out right now, Brittany. How's the rest of the day looking?
Oh, it's going to be nice enough to energize all of you who missed the coffee this morning. You're good.
Perfect.
You're good. Yes, we're going to be solar powered. That sun is going to be bright and beautiful all throughout this morning. By this afternoon, though, after lunch, some clouds are going to start to roll in. It's going to get cloudier by tonight, and we do have chances overnight of some scattered showers before rain hits us all day tomorrow. So, yes, a dreary end to my forecast, but today, oh my gosh, we are soaring to highs hitting 70 degrees.
Woo.
70.
Whoa.
Nice. I got the shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah, windows down, sunglasses, could bust out the shorts if you preferred to do so.
Yes. Should be a fun time. Would you consider this weather, Brittany, dino weather, though?
What kind of weather?
Well, I should be a little more specific, maybe. But during the pandemic, if anybody remembers this, one of the really early on videos that cheered us all up was this guy going to get his mail in a dino costume.
Dinosaur
was actually in Milwaukee. Was even a Wisconsin story and everything. And we have a record attempt we're going to talk about with the dino costumes. So I was curious.
Oh my god! Yeah, you can do it today. Get the costume, the dino costume on, and go for it. Today's
perfect.
The day. 20
perfect.
Degrees above average, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
20 degrees above average. My god. That's not that. Forget my silliness. That's insane. is that a record? Is that something that you saw, the meteorologist saw coming? Because I didn't hear much about that.
Sure. We kind of saw it coming. We didn't think it was really going to happen, but the system that is bringing the rain tomorrow is really coming out of Texas, so it's grabbing all of that warmth from the Gulf of Mexico and shoving it right up here for us today and tomorrow, and it's going to be nice. In fact, this weekend, we could be hitting 80s.
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Yeah. I know. Spring is here. Yep. Be happy about it.
I'm just going to take it. Yeah.
It's not like we have a choice.
No. And it just kind of came out of nowhere. It just feels like a little bit. But again, we'll take it, and we'll always take a good forecast, Brittany. We appreciate you so much. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Best in the business, our friend Brittany Marlowe.
I think we have experienced every season in April this year.
Oh, yeah.
I think we have experienced all four seasons in one, and within 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. That's what I was going to say. Yeah. We haven't even gotten through half of April yet.
No.
We are on April 10th, boys.
I know.
It's insane.
It's crazy.
We have got some insane stuff, of course, to cover today because that's part of what we do. Our niche is weird, and we do a good job covering it.
We do.
If it's weird, we got it covered.
We got it, man.
Nobody's covered it like we do. No morning show has weird covered like we do. I stand on that hill. We've got some good stuff coming up for you among those things. Also, of course, the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're looking forward to celebrating all of you. We'll get into a little bit later also how the best road trips. I want to talk, especially with this nice weather.
Oh, road trips are fun. Yeah, like those.
We're going to talk about the best parts of a road trip. And get into that. And we want to hear from the audience about that as well. Want to know what you feel like is the best part of a road trip from all of you out there.
Mm-hmm.
There is a less intimidating version of Scrabble out. They finally made a Scrabble for my brain. Unfortunately,
does it come with spell check?
Yeah.
that's good.
What do you
probably make some money off that.
I want a Scrabble with broken English. Every other word is
slang
ain't.
Scrabble.
Slang. That would be fun.
Ain't every other word. Every
ain't.
Word that I wasn't allowed to use as a kid, I'm finally able to use. How about that Scrabble version? I want that.
Oh, boy.
We got all that coming up for you. It's a Wednesday, so that means we are going to hear from our friends at Quality Post Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We all get to use a Boston accent coming up. That'll be fun. Ironic, considering, right. considering Phil is from Maine.
Yes,
that's a little
he is.
Ironic, a little weird. A little bit. We'll have fun with that one. That's coming up a little later.
We should talk like the guy from those old Pepperidge Farm commercials. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Yes, absolutely.
The New England accent. Yes, there you go. Yeah.
It's a little Pepperidge Farm, little yeah. Kennedy. Little
yeah,
Kennedy
exactly.
Anita. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll also get into most Americans now think 9-to-5 jobs are outdated. Let's discuss.
Discuss.
Talk amongst yourselves.
There's so much that happens in a family at 5 o'clock, though. You can't work till 5.
That's true.
All of that we will cover. But as I mentioned, we cover weird better than anybody around here. And we've got a story almost a month old, but got to us late. Want to cover. Legoland, California is where we go. Where an attempted Guinness World Record was made by gathering 1,273 people in dinosaur costumes for a dance party of prehistoric proportions.
Ooh.
At Legoland.
At Legoland?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. Keep going.
The dancing dinos gathered Sunday at the theme park in Carlsbad to attempt the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people dressed as dinosaurs. And they are in those costumes, as I was referencing before. The current record of 252 people was set in Los Angeles in 2019. A 2023 event in Durban, Saskatchewan, reported featured 1,187 people in dinosaur costumes. The Legoland dance party was held in anticipation of the park's new Dino Valley area, which officially opened back in March.
Oh, okay, got it. That makes sense now. It makes sense. Yeah.
It all comes together.
It does, yes.
I also like the idea of bringing some of these things back, if any other reason, just to kind of... now I'll think of this before I'll think of, maybe I'll still think of the guy in the dino costume during the pandemic.
Right.
I'll think of this along with it. I like the idea of kind of re-updating some of those things.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Revisiting some of those things, if you will.
Well,
but we've got enough reimagines and remakes and all that. I don't know if we necessarily have to take anything from the pandemic and try to redo that.
Well, James, I'm here to tell you that's what they want you to think.
Yeah.
You know why? You know who's driving this? Giant dinosaur costume manufacturing.
It's about
big dinosaur costume manufacturing. They're behind all of this, man.
I wanted to do a little more research on this before we talked about it, but let's go ahead and just throw caution to the wind and dive right into this topic. I've been waiting for the pushback from every year Halloween comes around and all of a sudden your town has a Halloween, one of those Halloween stores.
Spirit Halloween.
Pop up and everything.
They pop up everywhere.
One month's not going to be enough for them.
No.
They're going to come for all the other months, everybody. You're going to see.
It's possible.
Christmas,
Halloween.
Thanksgiving, Halloween. All of the holidays, Halloween.
You're going to be wearing a costume on Arbor Day. It's going to happen.
Hey, but we all know that costumes are fun.
They are fun. In the right setting.
In all settings, James.
Oh, boy.
I had one that didn't go well, Melissa. I can't talk about it.
I was
going to
say,
though.
That sounds like a story for After Hours.
I think you're right. Yes.
But it is worthwhile looking up the video from this because all the variety of dinosaur costumes at this was really neat. I was expecting to see all the same. No, they're all different. I mean, there are some repeats.
It would get boring otherwise.
It's pretty cool.
They really went above.
There's pajamas.
Yeah.
There's inflatable ones. There's kids running around and little purple dinosaurs. It's so cute.
It's pretty good. And it seems like one of those ones where I would want to, I don't know many people that wouldn't want to attempt that. That seems like a fun one to attempt. Those costumes seem kind of fun. They also seem kind of comfortable as far as a costume goes. You got plenty of room. It seems like you can breathe okay in those things and everything.
Yeah, right.
There's a lot of costumes out there that would be, for a world record attempt, it would be a lot more uncomfortable, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still...
Paper mache comes to mind.
Ooh.
Yeah. Anything with a lot of makeup. Some of those. I like the idea of this. I also like the idea of these challenges that seem to go on with Guinness World Records where, that was a good idea. Now we're going to try to top it.
Right.
And somebody else will try to top that one. And
and in another part of the world.
Yes.
It was attempted in Saskatchewan.
Yep.
That's
cool.
That's a great point, Melissa. That is another fun part about this.
Countries competing. Mm-hmm. That's fun.
Now you know what you just set up, Melissa. What we got coming up this summer, and the greatest games ever in the Olympic Games.
Maybe
this is a new. This is where the Olympics are going. Where like in 50 years from now, we have no more like real competition. It's just people trying to break world records and top each other.
That's really cool. You know, they should have a parallel Olympic Games.
Yeah.
About with all the ridiculous games, you know, the world ridiculous games. What do you want to call it, right? That would be fun.
Aren't athletically inclined.
Yeah, exactly.
And of course, they have the Florida games. Florida Man games. Yes, yes.
I think that one needs an overhaul.
Yeah, probably. We are going to come back with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to doing some celebrating with all of you. Coming up on the morning show here at WFHR. It's time to do some celebrating with the Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. I'm sorry about that. I said Misty's because I was trying to do a joke. That's what happens.
That's all right. It's all right. Right in your
Well, he threw me with the weather. There was this pause. I don't know if anybody else heard that. Okay, thank you. It wasn't just me.
Oh, Sean Cable, what are you doing?
It just threw me for a little bit. So I was trying to have some fun. And, of course, I got bit. That's what happens. We got the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club rolling right now. We want to send a big shout-out to our friends over at El Cafe. Visit them right now. They're at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Got an incredible specials going on today. Their breakfast special. Meat lover croissant, bacon, ooh, sausage, ham, and cheese omelet placed on fluffy croissant.
Oh, wow.
Comes with potato or fruit. Mm. Got a nice lunch special today, a London broil, sirloin steak topped with grilled onions. Soup is chicken dumpling.
Sorry, I can't hear London broil without thinking of Odd Couple.
That's understandable. Visit our friends at El Cafe right now, 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. Treat yourself. Get on over there. And wish them a great day from all of us. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. We want to celebrate with you. Info at WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can reach out to any of our staff using that kind of way of doing things. And, of course, you can direct message us on Facebook and call up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Call.
715-424-2600. Or one button dialing on the Civic Media app.
Nice. Yeah. Big thank you to everybody who's already downloaded the app. We appreciate you. Call up anytime and join the show. We'd love to hear from you. I need a one or a two from you, Melissa.
Let's go with one.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. Get right into the celebrating. First up, want to wish happy birthday to Nicole Hofer.
Happy birthday, Nicole.
Happy birthday.
Wishing you a good day, Nikki. Have a great one. Hope it's a good day for you.
Mm-hmm.
And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Gloria Kakowski.
Oh, happy birthday, Gloria.
Gloria, enjoy your day. We hope it's a good one for you. Enjoy. And you're our qualifier for today.
Yeah, congratulations.
Keep in mind, as April is, just flying right by and everything.
Jeez.
At the beginning of next month, we're going to grab one of these names out of our hat and go ahead and announce a winner for the two gift certificates from El Cafe. Two $20 gift certificates are up for the grabs here.
All right.
Big thank you to El Cafe for that. That's pretty cool. Appreciate
that. That's a lot of food.
It is. Yeah. Especially with the deals they have and everything. Mm-hmm. You can really come away full.
Yes.
Let's take a look at our celebrity list. Let's see here. Sophia Carson is 31. Avon, Pretty Little Liars, The Perfectionist, and Evie in Disney's Descendants movies.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Speaking of Disney, Daisy Ridley is 32 today. Ray is 32.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
She's good.
She's good. I like her a lot.
I like I like her as an actress, and I feel like she seems like a pretty solid person as a human being because she has handled stuff very, very well.
Not easy.
No.
But she had to go. No, that's not for anybody who had to do that. Yeah.
Out of these last three Star Wars movies, I don't think anybody took more heat than that young lady.
For whatever reason.
Exactly. Why she did.
Yeah.
I have nothing for you. I've got nothing.
You know.
Other than people are just babies, are just whiners. It's not what I wanted. It's not like the fan fiction that I wrote in my parents' basement 10 years ago. How dare they?
That was awesome. By the way, who knew that Star Wars fans were such jerks? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
I thought they were nice.
I'll say this. I'm more of a Star Wars guy than a Star Trek guy.
Right.
I respect Star Trek, but it's never been my thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't hear like that stuff from the Star Trek community.
Not as much, no.
Not nearly as much.
Yeah.
Star Wars fan base, way overspoiled. And babies. Babies.
Well, I would you tell heard everyone. From those.
That's true.
Not all
that's all I'm talking about is that fan base. That's all I'm talking about is that part of the fan base.
Yeah.
Jerks. We waited how... And it's most people our age, Seth.
Oh, I know.
It's mostly that.
I'm totally with you on that. I know who you're talking about.
You would think our generation, among all others, would just be thankful to get anything.
Yeah.
It's
not like the young kids are just discovering it for the first time.
Yeah.
Because they don't know. They've never seen it before. So, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. But, you know, you always got your fanfic.
Yeah.
So you can always, fix it, quote unquote, fix it.
Oh.
Maureen Morris is 34 today, country singer. Her charity, Dear Hate, is a response to the Las Vegas shooting.
Oh, wow.
And it's one of the greater charities out there right now from what I'm reading.
Cool.
Does some good work there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Haley Joel Osment is 36.
Oh, now it's time to feel old, everybody.
Yeah. But actually thought he'd be older in some ways, in a weird way, you know?
Wait, he was so young.
Yeah.
So young when he started acting. I mean, man.
And actually, another one of those stories that does not come up very often when we're talking about child actors, because he seems good.
Yep.
So, unfortunately, we don't think of him very often as a child actor, but he is a former child actor.
He stepped away for a while. Yeah.
He was a child actor in The Sixth Sense.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, he was.
Forrest Gump. Yep.
Look, I love Bruce Willis. And Bruce Willis, maybe you can make the argument his best acting is in The Sixth Sense.
Mm-hmm.
That kid stole the show. That kid stole the show every scene he was in.
Mm-hmm. Secondhand Lions, AI, artificial intelligence, mm-hmm. Pay It Forward.
Pay It Forward he was good in, but AI, again, he works with Jude Law mostly, mm-hmm. another incredible actor, and the kid steals the show most of the time. This is the weird thing, though, with Haley Joel Osment. He kind of went away and kind of came back to acting in part mm-hmm. for work, in part because he loves what he does. And I don't know that he's the actor he was when he was younger.
Mm-mm.
I don't mean this in a negative way, but as an adult, he doesn't have the dramatic, you know, a lot of those things. He also hasn't had the opportunities to do a lot of roles like that, so mm-hmm. who knows? But he has got a wide range of emotions, can do it all, and I'm very, very happy to see him have a consistent career.
Mm-hmm.
He deserves it. He really entertained us as a kid.
Yep.
It's great to see him have a steady career as an adult.
Well, and it's going to take him a few years to age out of his baby face.
Yeah. I don't know. Even he may never age out of that.
The beard doesn't even disguise it.
Yeah. No, it doesn't. No. And let's see here. Mandy Moore is 40. Rebecca Pearson on This Is Us. She's also the voice of Rapunzel in Disney's Tangled.
Yeah. Very good singer. She's got a good voice.
Yeah, kind of, I like Mandy Moore.
Yep.
Well, that's a good one. Let's see. Laura Bell Bundy is 43, country singer, who got her start as a child actress and played Dr. Jordan Denby on Charlie Sheen's Anger Management. She's the young version of Bonnie Hunt's character in the original Jumanji.
Wow.
That's pretty cool. She's also the stepmom on the live-action reboot of The Fairly Odd Parents. I didn't know there was a live-action version.
I didn't know
that. Weird. I didn't know that.
Oh, she also performed in Legally Blonde, the musical, in 2007.
How about that?
Mm.
Nice.
The great Charlie Hunnam is 44. Jax on Sons of Anarchy. He's been in a ton of other movies since then. He's been working with Guy Ritchie a lot, and that's a great fit. That man is handsome for all day. He is way more talented than the opportunities he has been given. I think as he is getting older and maybe a little bit more, get more opportunities, you're going to get to see him... do something, I don't want to say Oscar noteworthy caliber, but something along those lines. I think he's that kind of actor.
I know what you mean, yeah.
He's got that kind of arsenal, that kind of tool belt as far as skill sets. Just needs the right opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Give him the right shot. That guy is going to win you something. He's good. Also good, David Harbaugh. 49 for Jim Hooper from Stranger Things.
Yes.
Natasha's super soldier dad in Red Guardian, Black Widow.
Yep.
He was in the Hellboy remake. Big fan. I like David Harbaugh.
He's a very charming actor.
Yeah.
He's got so much charm. It's great. I love him.
I most recently saw him in Violent Night.
Mm. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Yes. I got to see that. I got to see that. Yes.
It It was worth watching.
Yeah.
He played a pretty good drunk Santa.
Yeah. All right, nice.
He is one of those guys, too, that I look at like a Morgan Freeman or a Hugh Jackman. A lot of these guys get their break later in life.
Right.
You know, this is why you keep hustling. This is why you keep pushing. You never know. You could be celebrating, you know, one day your 50th birthday with a nice career. You know?
Exactly.
And he's not even 50 yet.
Yeah.
And he's got a really
very
solid
nice career. Yeah.
Really good. Really not a solid career for Orlando Jones, too. 56 for Mr. Nancy in American Gods, Frank Irving in Sleepy Hollow. Of course, the 7-Up guy in those commercials for a long time.
He's really funny in those.
A lot of us came across him in Mad TV.
That's where he started, yeah.
Some big names on that original cast of Mad TV.
Yeah. With
Alex Borstein and a couple of other big names. Will Sasso. Orlando Jones and Will Sasso, but more so Will Sasso, never got the shots that he deserved.
No.
Way funnier than the opportunities he's been given. He's a very funny actor.
Oh, and I know him mostly from the early 2000s. Double Take, Drumline, The Replacements.
Oh, my God, Drumline. Yeah, that's right. And The Replacements. I love The Replacements. The Replacements is a sneaky good football movie.
Well, it's got Keanu Reeves and Gene Hackman in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's good in everything.
Melissa, I got to say, I'm sorry, everybody. I have to do something really quick.
Uh-oh.
I have to call an audible because you just mentioned Gene Hackman.
Uh-oh.
And you can make the argument the worst newspaper in this whole country is the New York Post.
Yeah.
And I think that's a fair argument, and I don't believe I'm going to get a lot of pushback on that one.
Nope.
This is saying something that they have gone too far. They're basically stalking old actors now. And they had some pictures of Gene Hackman recently looking disheveled. And Gene Hackman in poor man's clothes. Not Gene Hackman's okay. Gene Hackman's older.
Yeah.
He's not working anymore.
He's retired.
He's retired.
Yeah.
He's a retired human being.
What are they now? The Star Tribune?
They're TMZ for they're TMZ Daily.
It's a rag. It's a tabloid. Yeah.
If you are buying those things or watching TMZ or anything like that, I got nothing good to say to you. It's just tacky, sad. This is a person who has entertained us and worked. And I'm not saying he's above anybody else or anything like that. They do this to all these celebrities and everything. But you mess with Gene Hackman, man. there is some bad karma coming your way, I believe. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Babyface Edmonds is 65 today. Genius songwriter and producer.
When you're 65, can they really still call you Babyface?
It's a nickname
he's had forever, but it's like, wow.
Brian Setzer is 65 as well. Stray Cats, Brian Setzer Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna rock this town.
He reinvented himself a couple of times.
Yeah, yeah. Stray Cats Strut.
A lot of swing dance into his music.
He did, yeah.
I'll be listening to Stray Cats Strut at some point today.
Oh, man. That's a great one.
And don't want to celebrate him. And then let's go ahead and just get to some people no longer with us.
All right.
Like Liz Sheridan, born in 1929. You may not remember her name, but she was Jerry's mom on Seinfeld.
Oh, yes.
So good.
She
so
was very good. Yes.
Great actress. The great John Madden, born on this day in 1936, just passed away a couple of years ago. Football sportscasting legend, coaching legend. I believe he still has the all-time winning percentage for coaches. And of course, video games would not be the same without John Madden.
I'd just like to mention that John Madden is born and raised in Minnesota. I just want to put that in there. He was from Hastings.
Just throw that out there.
It's interesting. Madden's game was the first football game really to come out as far as, you know, with actual NFL teams and all that. Not talking about Tecmo, with all the teams, all the players.
Yeah, right.
Tecmo Bowl is in its own world. You cannot touch Tecmo Bowl, ever. Greatest game possibly
was
ever.
Insane.
Possibly ever. You got to take the Raiders because you got Bo Jackson and Marcus Allen. What John Madden's game did not only was set the bar, but every other game that came out after, they're all gone.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one left.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only one left. It's that dominant of a game that nobody even bothers trying to come out with other football games or anything like that. And he lent his voice to it, which lent legitimacy to the video game industry and to gamers.
Yeah, him and Pat Summerall did it for many years, yeah.
And look where things are now. I'm not saying that's because of him, but it's one of the reasons why the video game industry started to get more respect and where it led to it where it is in this day, where sports games... they're working on the greatest game possibly ever, in my opinion, and the next NCAA football game. And when that happens, you guys have been waiting for me to take a vacation? Been waiting for me to take a vacation. That's it.
He's going to be holed up just playing that hours on end.
I got a dynasty to create. I'm going to create a dynasty.
And a quote I got to throw out there from John Madden.
Oh.
Always have class and be humble.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The thing that doesn't get talked about nearly enough is how boisterous and how big his personality was. His heart was bigger.
I remember watching an old game they were doing, and there was this big display on the side of him, of his face. It's like, the greatest John Madden. He didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
He was like, I don't know what that is. What is that? What is that?
I don't think that there's much in the world I would have ever thought that I'd have in common with John Madden, but the way he was about taking compliments, I think a lot of us can relate to.
Yeah,
he had
a hard time with it. Yeah.
Max von Sydow, born on this day in 1929, the three-eyed raven in Game of Thrones. Brilliant. Brilliant character actor. Minority Report is a wonderful performance of his.
Mm-hmm.
Father Marin in The Exorcist, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Ming the Merciless in Flash Gordon.
If you want to see early Max von Sydow, you need to watch The Seventh Seal.
Yeah.
The Ingmar Bergman film. He plays, I believe he plays, does he play Death in that, or does he play the other guy?
No, he plays Death. He plays Death. Henry Morgan, born on this day in 1915. Colonel Sherman Potter in MASH. Joe Friday's partner on the original Dragnet.
He had one of the great voices of all time.
Yes.
I loved Henry Morgan's voice. Harry Morgan's voice.
The legend, Omar Sharif, born in this day in 1932, passed away in 2015. Unfortunately forgotten in the annals of acting history.
Mm. He was good. He was brilliant.
Now, he to be fair, he only did a couple of movies like Dr. Giago, Funny Girl, Lawrence of Arabia, Top Secret, of course. Want to mention Top Secret? Get that in there. 84 classic featuring Val Kilmer. I think it was Val Kilmer's first movie.
Yes, it was.
Omar Sharif, though, man.
He was good. He was the epitome of suave.
Yeah.
Suave guy. Yeah.
And an Egyptian. He was from Egypt.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I have to say I'm a little biased towards those actors. And there were not a whole lot of those kind of actors when I was growing up.
Not at all. May
have paid quite a bit of attention to Dr. Ziago and didn't quite understand it as a kid.
Probably not. Very Russian.
Yeah. Don Meredith, born on this day in 1938. Don Meredith and John Madden celebrate a birthday.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Dandy Don.
Both Monday Night Football broadcasters, of course, and football, you know.
And a good, very good quarterback, by the way, Don Meredith.
Yeah,
He was a very good player.
And Dandy Don.
Dandy Don, yep.
Sheb Woolley, born on this day in 1921, passed away in 2003. Rodeo rider and country singer, best known for the 58 novelty song, The Purple People Eater.
Purple People Eater,
and, of course,
right.
One Purple People
Eater. The theme to Hee Haw.
That's right.
Yep.
I'd forgotten that.
Sheb Woolley.
He was great.
Theme to Hee Haw. That is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club, everybody. But one more time, I want to wish a happy birthday to Nicole and to our qualifier, Gloria Krakowski.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Enjoy your day. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. Dang it, I did it again. I knew I was going to do it.
You did it for so many years, man.
Get on over to El Cafe. They're at 221 Market Avenue, beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a great day from all of us right here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown. Hang on a second. Radio.
Just
had a sip of my coffee.
He just got some coffee, everybody. Yeah. That's a good thing.
Let's go, go, go.
After one sip?
Yeah.
Yep, that's all it takes.
Woo.
One sip.
Woo. I'm sorry. I'll calm down. Sorry. We have got our friends from Quality Plus Printing joining us in a little bit here. Looking forward to getting our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Also want to get into this one before the end of the show. PetSmart wants to cover up your worst tattoos with new ink of your pet.
Oh, okay.
Got that one coming up as well.
Interesting.
And, of course, we're going to still talk road trips. We're looking forward to that. But right now, I mentioned this earlier, a James version of Scrabble is coming out.
That's not actually what it's called.
No.
Make sure people know that. Where's this James version they're talking about?
They have a King James version.
Wow.
You can only use the English from the James Bible. That would be hilarious.
I hope I didn't. I did not mean to offend. I am so sorry if I did.
No.
I really shouldn't be on the air today, I don't think. The makers of Scrabble say that younger folks find the game to be too intense, so they have just released a new version, which is supposed to be more collaborative and accessible.
Hmm.
It's called Scrabble Together.
Hmm.
Scrabble Together.
Okay.
It's a lot different. In this version, players team up to complete mutual goals, like play a word containing two of the same continents. Consonants.
Consonants, right.
Consonants. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Continents would be very difficult to do.
That would be interesting. There's only seven, so yeah.
Man. Play a word containing at least two different vowels and complete a vertical word.
Ooh, okay.
If that isn't easy enough, you can also flip helper cards, which introduce things like make S tiles a blank.
Oh,
there's a lot of S's.
Yeah, that, I get it. Okay.
That kind of bugs me, though, a little bit.
Oh, no.
That blank one was so valuable. And now that you just make them, you just make them whatever you want.
It's like a wild card.
Probably not worth points then.
An exec at the company says the new game brings people together, including people who think word games aren't for me. It's also designed for Gen Zers. Their research shows competitiveness is declining in younger generations. They say younger folks, quote, avoid competitive games in favor of teamwork and collaboration. Scrabble Together comes with the original version on the other side of the board. Nice. Smart.
Yep, that's good.
Yeah, that's good.
That may be the smartest move they've done here. Mm-hmm. That is incredibly smart. There is one caveat. The new version is only available in Europe for now. It's being put out by Mattel, which owns rights overseas. Scrabble is controlled by Hasbro in the U.S. and Canada. It's unclear if they plan to follow suit.
Hasbro controls all the toys in North America, by the way.
Yeah.
But which be that as it may.
Different conversation.
Yeah, it is.
I do want to have.
But anyway, I do have to say that there has been... in recent years, a whole bunch of collaborative games that have started to come out where the object is not like they were saying in the article to compete, but to do something together, to create something kind of thing. Yeah. We just got a game called Hanabi. It's a card game where you try to collaborate to build. I mean, the conceit is that you're trying to make fireworks. Because I think it's from Japan, so, you know, big fireworks
it's
in Japan.
It's kind of cool.
And I got to tell you, man, you're collaborating to do it. It is still one of the most intense games.
Yeah.
Because of the gameplay. It is exciting. It is fun. But you're not competing. You're trying to do something together. But that does not take away any from the gameplay. It's a fun game.
And those kind of games, you know, I think that they're taking from those of us who have made house rules.
Oh, absolutely.
To make games more playable, like Trivial Pursuit. My girlfriends and I always collaborate when we play Trivial Pursuit.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I like this. And as a side note, Melissa mentioned Monopoly. Hasbro owns Monopoly, which is just ironic. It's just a little, considering they have a Monopoly.
It seems a little on the nose, right?
Yeah. I want to ask something, and I want to get your two take on this, and I love to hear the audience, too. And I'm only throwing this out there because in part of some of the research I was doing this week for some interviews for Midday Magazine.
Okay.
Is part of this also because of where we stand in education right now?
And our lack of vocabulary?
Yeah. Is that something that could be playing into this a little bit, too?
That was my first thought, honestly.
Okay, because I felt like a real jerk. I really do. But I don't want to, like, it's a fun thing. It's a fun idea. Mm-hmm. And I like the idea of competitiveness. I have nothing against competitiveness, honestly. But I really, if the younger generations are getting more into collaboration, more power to them, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Everybody, it's not my thing. And it's not meant for me, maybe. Obviously, in many ways. So that's cool. I'll flip the board and play the other game.
Right.
But I am a little curious about that part of it. As we continue to take money out of education and not put anything into it, as we continue to take money out of the arts and not put anything into it, I'm a little curious about that. And I'm sorry to be Jimmy Serious, but it does stand out to me.
Is the number of people saying word games aren't for me on the rise because of those factors you just listed off?
I know that when and this comes from me being almost one of these kids. I grew up in many different grade schools, going from one grade school to the next, where they were learning this in this grade school, in this school, in this class, in the next class. They already moved past that, so I didn't learn that. Mm-hmm. And as I'm sitting there with my Nana and my aunt, who work incredibly competitive, to try to beat them in Scrabble, I had to look up words because I didn't know how to spell. I had dyslexia, didn't have it diagnosed. Scrabble was a bit of a heartache for me in some ways. Mm-hmm. And I never let it show. Right. I never said anything because my Nana was so into the game, and it was something I got to feel like an adult. I got to stay up late and play with them. But some of my memories of Scrabble, I know I joke about it on the air. In real life, if we're being honest here, I got some holdups about it because of I didn't. It made me feel dumb. if I'm being honest, if I'm being blunt with everybody here, as I have no filter apparently right now, and I, if you can tell, I have a bit of a stigma with that, where I'm constantly trying to seem to prove that I have some intelligence.
Right.
Not much.
Right.
Not much, mind you, but some.
I don't know if I'm willing to go as far as all that, personally.
I admit it could be a stretch.
Yeah.
I admit.
And because part of the reason is because the proliferation. That's our word of the day, word games on apps. You know, Wordle or Word. I mean, there's a lot of them out there that people seem to enjoy. So
great point.
So I'm reluctant to take a broader thing on that. But I think more. I think what they were saying about the collaborative thing with people. I think that is true. I think more and more people are enjoying the more collaborative. Because when we were kids, there weren't any collaborative. It was all competition games.
Yeah.
And I think there's room for both. You can have competition.
Absolutely.
You can have collaboration.
Absolutely.
Whatever you're feeling like that day. Maybe you do want to take it to your friends. I'll beat you guys and whatever. And that's fine. But maybe it's like, no, we need to team up and beat the vampire in the cavern, which, by the way, I have a game called Horrified, which actually you do that. You kind of – the classic monsters, you know, you collaborate with each other to try to defeat the monsters. It's actually really fun.
I want to play that. Yes, I want to play that right now. Yeah, that's great.
Well, I think as James hit on the nose, it's awesome that Scrabble is offering both with this particular version
exactly.
of the game.
You
Makes
have sense.
The original, you have the new one, and you have the opportunity to play both, and that's cool.
Makes sense.
America now ranks 33rd out of 44 advanced economies when it comes to the percentage of young people attaining a post-high school degree.
Mm-hmm.
We also now rank middling in science and math among OECD countries.
Mm-hmm.
Something to keep in mind in an election year when we are voting into office. Make sure that they care about the future.
Good to know.
I am one
of
those.
The future of education for all.
For everybody.
Absolutely.
Yes, yes. And are against banning books. Can we get over that? Can we get over
Seriously?
The banning books thing?
Yes.
I thought we moved past that when we stopped burning people at the stake. Like, what are we doing? What are
where,
we doing as a society?
The parent accountability in monitoring what your children are reading.
Yeah. Ooh. Take some responsibility. Take some dang responsibility.
Boy.
Yeah.
What a concept.
We will be back with more fun on the morning show here. WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Usually on Wednesdays, we are joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Unable to join us this morning, but we still have a Wicked Awesome Word for you. We don't want to. The audience is counting on that.
And, yes, so, we got to give them something.
So I painstakingly worked through the Funkin' Wagnalls and Webster's Dictionary all night.
Tooth comb.
Yep, that's why I'm off today, is because I'm just a little off. Because I didn't sleep last night looking for this all wicked awesome word. And I came up with one. Sheboygan. Sheboygan.
Does that count?
Yes.
Is that a word? It's a name.
It counts now. No, I just wanted to say
you
Sheboygan.
You just wanted to say Sheboygan.
We say good morning to our friends over in Sheboygan.
Yes.
Beautiful day over there in Sheboygan. Great weather. We are going to get into this one right here. I wanted to wrap up the hour one, with a fun topic, and we'll get to that in a second. I did want to remind everybody, in the start of the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to be joined by Paul Weber from Jeremiah's Crossing.
Very cool.
Talk about the main quilt show that they have coming up at the end of the month. Looking forward to that.
Nice.
But yeah, let's talk road trips right now, everybody.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, 715-424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. What's your favorite part of a road trip is? Coming home? Sleeping in your own bed? Well, there's probably some better
That's
parts.
Not, after it, a while, yeah, it's good. Yeah, I'm with you.
Would your ideal vacation include a short flight or a somewhat long drive? A poll found 73% of Americans prefer the road trip, hitting the road. The average person has been on 16 road trips in their life. And here are five of the best parts of one of them, of road trips in general.
Mm-hmm.
Seeing new landscapes and scenery.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. That's always cool. I like that.
Number two on the list, and these are in order, listening to music on the radio.
Mm-hmm. That's checking out local radio. Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Radio.
As much as it is that you don't, you know, you don't often get a chance to be in the car for that long to listen to your favorite station, you just hit on something right there, Seth. I loved as a kid the flipping through stations, through the hearing different things. And
see what's on that frequency. Yeah.
It was actually one of the, when I first got to Texas, it was one of my favorite things, like flipping through their radio stations. And man, they got, they're just all over the gamut there.
I'll bet.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to do. Getting a break from the routine.
Absolutely.
Your day-to-day grind.
Definitely very different routine.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And you just really like driving. 25% agreed with that.
No. Beth does most of the driving when we do that.
Drive for a living.
That's right.
Yeah. And at number five, it was a tie between trying local food along the way.
Love it.
And getting to your destination. No matter how good the road, the trip is, getting there is always the maybe the most fun part for most
exactly.
people.
Mm-hmm. Depends on where you're going, I suppose. But yeah.
It also looked at the most annoying things that could happen on the road. So let's get into that in a second. First, let's take a pause and get into what we enjoy, what we like. Any of those, it sounds like you guys agree with those that list. Anything you would add?
Oh, yes. For me, it's getting stopping for gas at the gas station and getting snacks you normally wouldn't do.
That's a good one.
Because when you're on a road trip, you don't gain any weight.
Oh,
you know, it's, you don't gain any. It's not
zero calories.
Everything is zero calories. So
a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Give yourself a little leeway, in other words.
It's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Well, I have to say, after having just traveled across the country, seeing the different scenery is really awesome.
Yeah, that's fun.
And I honestly, I took some of the best pictures of even Arizona when while we were on the road.
Yeah.
Because it's such a varied landscape as you head across, you know. Another interesting thing, and maybe this is in the list of negatives, but the variations in road surfaces across different states.
See who has the better highway department. Yeah.
I like that. I like that one. That's
New
a that's a fun
loses
part.
Hands down.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What about
and also snacks? I agree. Snacks are fun part of road trips, and the local food. I love.
Yeah, local food is great
finding
too.
We stopped at Lulu's Kitchen.
Oh, I like that.
On
awesome.
Our way home, and it was actually on the old Route 66. So the literal old highway that isn't used anymore is almost like a frontage road in this place that we stopped at, and Lulu's Kitchen is like this tiny little shack, and my boyfriend was like, that looks sketchy.
No way.
Like, but it's got stellar reviews.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't even have a seating area. It was a kitchen. You walked in, they had a counter, and you could see the whole kitchen behind it in this tiny little room. They had the best burritos.
Oh,
very cool.
And in the time that we were standing there waiting, there was like six different people, local people, that came in to pick up takeout orders, and they were big orders too. Like we're feeding our entire crew that's working out here somewhere doing something.
Yeah,
no, it was awesome.
Those are the best spots.
Oh, those are always the best places.
The games. I like the games. I love playing the games
with
my sister.
Yeah.
The car games.
Yeah.
I always like car games. We'd have so much fun playing those. That was always fun.
There's one. Beth. Beth told me that she used to play. You count cows. Okay, so as you go, you count. You say, "There's my cow," but every time you passed a graveyard, all your cows died.
So
you had to start over again.
Oh wow, that's an interesting. That's a fun game. I like that. Actually,
we always held our breath going past graveyards, but
yeah,
for some reason.
And I think we all have personal things, personal memories. You know, we traveled a lot as a kid, and moved. You know, especially back and forth from Illinois and everything. One of my favorite memories is a tie between every road trip started the same. My Nana was in the back seat doing her rosary, and I would be up front with my Papa reading the map. Even though he did not need me.
No.
I thought he did.
Thank you, Navigator.
He did such a
good. That's good.
Man, my Papa had me so good on that. I really thought I was doing something. This man
that's
drove
great.
Semi for 40 years in this country.
He didn't need but you, but
somehow,
that's so great.
I thought he needed me.
Yeah, that's
my
awesome.
Advice, I guess he'd ask me, Jimmy, should we go this way? Like, yeah, Pop, we should go that way.
But Grandpa, my name isn't GPS. What are you talking about?
Let's, you know, we don't even need to get into the negative stuff right now. Let's go ahead and take a caller. Good morning, man. What's on your mind?
All right. Well, Seth, you're going to probably vouch for me on this one a little bit. We used to go duck hunting all the time out in North Dakota.
Mm.
The minute you get on the west side of Fargo, it's like nothing.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I lived, was on the west side of Fargo. There's nothing there.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, because we went to a small town. We always stayed in the small town called Harvey, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just nothing.
It's flat and nothing. He's right, man.
Yeah.
He's
yeah.
absolutely right.
No trees. I mean, and it just, I've been out there sometimes when we're, you know, hunting ducks, and it's like, you can't, I don't think we couldn't stand because it was so windy out there, because obviously you're out in the middle of nowhere and there's no trees
nope.
or anything to block anything. But actually, one of my most fun road trips is we went down to College Station, visited one of the ball players that we hosted for the Raptors, and going through Oklahoma was the coolest. I mean, very hilly.
Mm-hmm.
Really use the cruise control, otherwise you would have wasted a lot of gas because you're going up and down. But just let the boys see the oil bikes and things like that. That was Oklahoma's really cool driving.
It seems like it would be. Yeah. I that's one of those states I definitely want to check out.
Got to be much better than Nebraska.
Always.
I've been through Nebraska, too. I know what you mean.
Melissa, you mentioned Route 66 earlier. And I don't know if I've ever been on a road before where I felt history. There's something about being on that particular road, that particular stretch.
I'm with you.
I don't know how you feel something from it. You can feel our history.
Highway 61 that starts up in Duluth and goes south. It used to be the road all the way down to Mississippi. That one, too, is the same way. Yeah.
Hmm.
There's something about...
Even going all the way along kind of on the Wisconsin side, down to Mississippi, like in between Eau Claire and La Crosse, and then even down here from La Crosse down to Prairie du Chien. I mean, that is...
Yeah, that's very good drive.
So
yeah.
Stretch there, too.
As we look at more and more closer, hopefully, infrastructure, it gives you more and more respect for some of these roads and what they've seen over the years. Like that, it's kind of cool when you think about it. It's one of the reasons I want to go out east so bad. I want to see the original roads. I want to see some of the first stuff and everything.
Good stuff.
I don't want to drive on them. I just want to check it out. I just want to see it. That's a whole different story as far as actually using them or anything like that. I always appreciate the call, man. Thanks so much for joining us.
All right, you guys have a great day. It's a beautiful day out today.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you too. Yeah. You too. Hope you enjoy
Thank
it.
You.
Hope you enjoy it. Taking a quick look at the negatives here. 37% of people have also experienced a road trip nightmare. Some common ones people mention are flat tires, breakdowns, bad weather.
Any vehicle issues.
That always makes it a little worse. But
And that's where you got to lean on each other. Try to make the most of it there.
Then you have a story. Then you always have a story.
Yeah. Like when you get stranded on the top of a mountain because you decided to go over a road that wasn't open yet and got stuck in the mud.
Mm-hmm. And on that...
Yes, we will be coming back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR Locally Grown Radio.